away we go. It is a Wednesday, July the 22nd, 2020, 722, 2020, smack dab in the middle of your week on the air here for 2 hours. Scott Spears along with Glenn Coble for the ride.
My microphone didn't work.
Well, I think your mic is on. I just had it turned down, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear me now.
Well, kind of. Try that again.
Hello.
Whoa. Well, you woke him up, Glenn. You woke
him
up.
Oh, wait a minute. It's
going in and out, too. Oh, wow. Now, every mic you sit behind, you curse.
Yeah, well.
What do you do?
I curse.
No, keep trying.
Okay, we're going to keep trying. I can hear it going in and out. 1, 2, 3, 4. It sounds like it's holding now.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I've broken two of them now.
You did that to the orange one.
Yeah, the orange one died. I don't know what it is. It must be in the connectors.
Is the orange one dead? We're not professional here. Just pull that orange mic in front
okay,
of you.
Okay.
I'm going to mute the one you're on. Let's turn the orange one back on. Okay, keep talking.
I'm talking right now. So, the orange one sounds dead.
You know, that's is it turned off? Is the power button turned off?
Look here. Oh, it just came on. I'm not doing anything.
Okay. Now keep talking. Oh, you knocked it out. Hit the microphone over there. See if... Hit it. Not that one.
That one?
That one. Okay, now.
Now you can hear me on that one now.
Nope.
Kinda. Keep trying.
Yeah, okay. Hello.
Mess with the plug. I think it's the plug on the other end.
Okay. All right. Well, it feels like it's
man.
In.
Never have so many worked so hard on something to be enjoyed
so
by
little.
So few. Go ahead.
All right. Which one am I on?
That one's muted.
Okay.
Forget the purple one.
Forget the purple one.
Okay.
That's
now
not purple.
Put the
Are you colorblind?
That's a purple, what do you call those? Windscreen.
That's gray.
No, that's purple.
Well, both of my sons are colorblind, so I might be. I don't know.
You know, is it in this? I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
No, I think it's in the microphone because I struggled last time trying to keep the microphone going when I had a customer.
A customer. Did you have a customer in here?
When I had
a guest.
Glenn?
Magic beans.
Yes.
Okay, let's see here.
Okay, there it went.
I'm trying to see where the problem is.
The problem is, but it's coming back and going. It might be in your pot.
It's in the. It sounds like it's in the
board.
Well, not in the board.
No,
but it's in the slider.
Yeah,
of all things,
the pot.
Yeah, but that's.
You don't call it pots anymore, do you?
Well, but like the top is also the pot. That doesn't seem to be in that. Like the sound control.
Okay.
Just seems to be in the slider.
Okay. Yeah. Oop. There I am.
So if you use that mic from now. If you're ever having trouble, just mess with the slider.
Mess with the slider.
Kick it in.
All right. This is the phone. This is the one that I'm going to put Tiffany Roberts on today when she is my guest.
So if you can hear her,
I know what to do. Just keep messing with the slider.
The slider.
Yeah, I love sliders, but
I don't like them.
No, I do have to be within 2 hours of a bathroom.
Oh, that's good to know, Glenn.
Yeah, good to know. I thought the audience would appreciate that.
Good to know. We'll put that one right down.
Hey, Glenn's back.
You always bring me toilet humor to the program here.
I'm sorry.
So you were ticked coming in this morning.
Yeah, I was
listening
ticked.
To my show.
Well, I think.
Go ahead, Glenn.
I think people are just stupid in relationships, and I was listening to some of the stuff that people were saying about, or you were saying that people say about relationships.
Well, give it to me.
Well, I don't remember, but...
Well, this is why we're here, Glenn. We're here to talk.
I have a starting of Alzheimer's, so I'm sorry. I don't remember all stuff.
That's not going to be good for down the road.
No, it isn't. I hope I don't have that problem. I haven't had that problem in my family, but I don't remember my family, so... They're all gone.
You win some, you lose some.
You know, I'm the oldest person in my family right now.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're only 70-something?
74.
74.
Only, yeah.
Well, I mean, but we got plenty of people, 80, 90.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, this station lives on those people.
Do we?
Yeah. Well,
live on them?
I mean, we've had lots of interviews. You've had lots of interviews with people that are over 70. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like it because they're smart people.
Well, they've had a life.
Yeah.
Like, I want to talk to people who've had a life. I don't want to talk about people who've lived nothing.
Yeah, nothing worse than listening to somebody that's being interviewed, that's a 20-something that's being interviewed, and they're talking about all these very profound things that they have no idea what they're talking about.
They just want to talk about a book or a movie.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all they want to do.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that. I'm moving on. I got other things to talk about.
Yeah, and they're just selling themselves.
Like yesterday, I was at the Dunkin'.
Yep.
Yeah.
You had a good day, right?
You hung us out to dry on that
one. I did hang you out to dry. I mean, if you don't invite me to anything, I don't come to anything.
You hung me right out to dry on that one. And we were over there during the... Did you hear the story about Cuppy and Guppy?
No, sir, I did not.
Oh, man. I used to have
guppies.
I hate to take the time again to tell this story.
Well, take it short.
I'm going to shorten
short
it up.
Short version, yeah.
We're doing the broadcast. We went on the air about 10 after 8.
Yeah.
It's very loud in there because it's grand opening day, and their mascot comes out. Oh, yes.
They have a mascot.
They have a mascot. Mascot comes out.
Cuppy?
Well, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Now, the mascot, see, you got ahead of yourself.
Okay.
The mascot comes out, and I'd never seen it.
I'm a progressive thinker.
I'd never seen it before. I'd never seen the mascot.
Didn't know they had one.
Oh, it was there. But the mascot could not talk to you because a mascot suit is very prohibitive for talking.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So the mascot's there, so all you could really do is refer to the mascot or take pictures of the mascot.
Okay.
So I said to one of the employees, I said, "What's the mascot's name?" And the lady says, "Guppy." Guppy. Now, I thought that was odd.
Yeah.
But whatever.
A fish.
Whatever. You know, they can name their mascot whatever they want.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I go ahead and I say, "Guppy, how you doing? We're here with Guppy." It's a great thing, you know?
Whatever. And you were being a fool.
Whatever. Maybe. So then, you got to wait for the punchline.
Okay.
10 minutes of this, live on the air, of me calling this thing Guppy. And then a lady comes out, a lady who hears this, and she explains to me that it's Cuppy, not Guppy.
Well, that
Cuppy.
Was nice of the lady.
C-U-P-P-Y.
She had to straighten you out.
All right, but here's the punchline.
Okay.
You don't have the punchline yet.
Okay.
I was calling it Guppy for 10 minutes. It's Cuppy. I should have been tipped off because the mascot is a big cup.
Yes.
It's a big,
I would assume that.
Big 6-foot cup.
Because of their coffee, yeah.
Why would you name a big 6-foot cup Guppy?
Why would you call it a 6-foot cup?
Because the
Guppy.
Lady told me it was Guppy.
Oh, well.
And I'm a sheep.
Us old folks can fool you young guys all the time.
Oh, man. And so I felt horrible for a minute because I thought, I'm calling this thing Guppy.
You were afraid you embarrassed a cup, but you don't care what you think about other people?
No, I felt bad that I didn't care about the... First of all, the cup's not real. I didn't even know who was in the cup.
I bet he is real.
Is it a man or a woman?
Well,
Cuppy.
Good,
you
got to
check the straw. The point is, watch yourself, Glenn. Watch. Watch yourself.
I did not say that.
Okay, so the point is that...
I'm sorry. That was a good
one.
Boy,
this is taking an ugly turn already. I was hoping this wouldn't happen. So the point is that I'm with Cuppy.
Cuppy.
And I was telling this story in hour number one today, and apparently even after I told the story, because sometimes your brain gets faster than your mouth, and then I went on the air and said, so remember, it's Guppy, not Cuppy, instead of the other way around,
yeah.
Which is Cuppy, not Guppy.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now
God.
Everybody is confused. But
no, it's Cuppy.
But that'll give them people something to talk about when they go into the store now. Where's Guppy?
Cuppy. Don't know Guppy. Cuppy. So Cuppy is great.
Guppy's in the Cuppy.
No. Guppy's, there's no Guppy's there. It's Cuppy. So me and Cuppy became good friends, so that's all you need to know.
Cool. All right.
Yeah,
but Cuppy couldn't talk.
No. That's how I like most of my friends.
Yeah,
quiet.
I was going to say.
Silent,
you,
quiet.
You like most of your... Matter of fact, you try and run over me all
just
the time.
Keep the lips... Keep the lips shut and we'll be good. Because it turns into The View when we all talk at the same
time.
That's
true.
People don't want to hear that.
I like The View.
You're all talking at the same time.
No, I don't like that.
No, it's crosstalk.
Yeah.
We don't like that.
No.
No.
I want to be able to understand. My wife does that to me all the time. She'll say something and I'll respond and then she talks right over the top of me. Drives me crazy.
Well, but on television.
If you're listening, Carol, stop that.
But on television and radio, it's awful.
Because you can't understand
it. You
anything.
Just did that to me. I was talking,
yes.
And you talked right over
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely, and I need to do that.
No.
It's even to get my words in edgewise.
Because here's what happens. In radio and television, we don't realize what it sounds like because we're in it.
Yeah.
But coming over the radio, it sounds horrible. It just it sounds like a mishmash, and you can't understand what either person's saying.
I try not to step on you, but sometimes I do.
Well, I think
for
you know,
effect.
You know what it is? It's the tendency. Somebody thinks they're going either for a joke or a smart remark, and they think they got to get it in there, and you can't force it.
Are you saying I'm a smart aleck?
No, I'm saying trying. I don't know if succeeding is the point, but that's usually what it is. You get a thought in your head,
yep.
And you think you got to get it out.
Don't want to let go.
And you will step on them, and then people don't hear it anyway because it turns into that mishy-mushy.
You notice how much better we're being now?
We've improved since the beginning.
Not talking on each other.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Well, you do. You have to, and I do this. People listen on radio right now. When somebody else tries to cross-talk me, I will stop talking, even if I'm in mid-sentence.
Well, you're a professional, that's why.
Well, you try. Or you just turn their mic off, which isn't too hard, because all I got to do is hit the slider now, and I can knock a mic out.
I often wonder why they don't do that on, you know... They'll let people talk till they're blue in the face on TV, and you know one of two things. They're lying, or they don't know what they're talking about. Why don't you just turn the mic off? They don't do it, though.
Well, I think because they like it.
Okay.
And they want them to come back. They have the same people on over and over.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Over.
I hate that, yeah.
Yeah, so you got to have them.
Well, you do, too. You have the same people on over and over and over again. You have me on and... No, I don't know.
What is this?
I don't. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Jeez,
what can I say?
Which is the wrong side?
The left.
The left.
Because if I wake up on the right side, I'm facing the wall.
Now, who's your guest today at noon?
Oh, don't ask her quickly. Tiffany Roberts, and she's running for the position I ran for in 18. She's running for Congress, the state Congress, in District 86, which includes Marion County and, or most of Marion County and all of.
So who's she running against?
She's running against Tracy Richardson, who is the lady I ran against who got $7,000 from Mr. Householder.
Listen,
I thought I'd get that in.
We're not going to talk about Mr. Householder. You can save that for noon.
Yeah, I got that for noon. Yeah. Matter of fact, I have my news release that nobody ran. That I'm.
You have a news release?
Oh, I had the news release. I sent it out to I don't know about 10 outlets when it happened back in 17, and nobody ran it. Nobody even called me on it. No, there wasn't even a. Nobody even thought about it. That's the way. That's the bothersome thing about.
What's it about?
It's about a Householder giving her $7,000 in dark money.
Well, you know what we've got to do right now.
What's that? Take a break? Okay.
For 1 minute, we'll be right back. Don't you dare go anywhere. Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, Scott Spears and Glenn Coble on WWGH Radio, over the air, on the air today, and
hopefully not what we're
your
saying
mic's working.
In between. Yeah, hopefully not.
Well, I, you know, during the break, even though it's 60 seconds, sometimes it's very trying to sit here with you and try to weed through the muddy water of
I like
whatever you're talking
that way.
About. We just did crosstalk there.
Yes.
Now, what are you...
I love it.
No. So what, during the breaks, you come up with these confounded things.
I'm trying to make you happy.
No, that didn't make me happy. Because you were saying that something that we've been doing for probably 2 years now had a bad tint to it.
Well, I had never heard it before.
It's been out for 2 years.
Well, that shows you how interested I am.
Apparently. But you'll tell me you've heard, I've heard that 17 times.
No, only about, what's her name? Shecky says he's heard that. No, it's not Shecky that complains about it. It's Ted who complains about hearing the same interview time and time again.
No, that's Charlie.
Is that Charlie?
That's Charlie. See, you don't know. You've got to listen to it 18 times to know what it's talking about.
I'm going
to
have to turn it
Phyllis
back on.
Diller.
Phyllis Diller. Yes. That's right. It was.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And I like Phyllis Diller. She's fun. She and was fun.
By the way, if anybody's got a phone call, they can, or anybody's got a reason to call.
Oh, don't let them call in. They're crosstalk.
I can call. We need more crosstalk on this show. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'll put you on the air. You never, so at 12 o'clock today, you've got
Tiffany Roberts.
Tiffany Roberts, mm-hmm. running for office.
Yep, she's from Marysville. Marysville. Well, actually, she's from Dublin. Did you know that Dublin actually is in that county? It's Dublin is in three counties, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
What's the big thing you want to ask her today?
I'm going to ask her about the householder
thing. About the householder thing,
but I'm
sure.
basically going to, and I'm going to open it up. Like I had last week, I had, Craig Swartz on, and he's running for Senate in this area, the state Senate. And I'm basically going to ask her the same thing, you know, what's your positions on different things. And I've invited their adversaries to come on, but nobody wants to come on. Well, the name.
What do
of
they say to you?
They don't say anything. They just don't respond.
Well, you haven't called up Tracy Richardson?
I've emailed her.
What did she say?
I didn't get a response.
Not a response at all.
Not even a response. Well, it kind of throws it off when I email a Democrat or a Republican candidate and I say the show is a progressive life. They kind of know which way it's going to go.
Well, but now would you attack them?
Absolutely not.
So do you say that?
No, not in so many words.
You probably should, when your title of your show is that.
Not if I don't really care whether they come on or not.
No, we care that they come on. We care. I care.
You know, I probably should. I will do that when I get home today.
Explain to them.
I will explain.
That's just a title.
It's not just a title.
Oh, go ahead.
It's my philosophy that's on the air.
Right, but you have to say that when you're doing an interview, you're an unbiased reporter.
Then I'd be lying.
But you can't. So you would take it to these people.
No,
so
I
you
would.
You can't have that.
I wouldn't.
Oh, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is your mic working?
I hope so. I hope so. Jury's out.
I can't figure out how to cut Scott's off.
Okay. couple things. Cross-talking. I agree. If I try to listen to shows, it drives me crazy because, you know, if everybody's talking over everybody, I can't hear.
Yeah.
I can't make out what anybody's talking. So a lot
listen,
of times
listen to him, talk. Scott.
You're cross-talking, Glenn. Let him talk.
I will raise the top two that irritate me the most. As far as cross-talking, not content, just interrupting people. Number one by far is Don Lemon. I've seen him have guests on where the guest doesn't get two words in because they try to talk. And number two is Sean Hannity. He's bad about it, too.
Who's Sean Hannity? Sorry.
You need to do your homework.
I need to get a life.
But those two are when they get guests on, they should get the guests' opinions. But
you know who else is bad?
You just cross-talked.
No, no, he said, so I assumed he was done.
Let's wait for a period, Glenn. Go ahead, caller.
No, I'd like to hear what he says on that. Now I've got a different subject.
Morning Joe.
Oh, you know what? Okay, go ahead, because I want to talk about something, too, if it's not what you want to talk about, but I'm going to let you go first. Go ahead, Glenn, respond, and then we'll back to the caller. But
Morning Joe will talk for 45 minutes with a guest sitting there looking at the screen. That drives me nuts, too.
Well, I'll take your word for that, because when he's on, I'm getting ready to go to work.
Oh, okay.
I don't ever watch that show.
Yeah, I'm not going to anymore.
But I would just, I heard somebody, they were interviewed and they were talking about, we're the best country in the world, and I spent six years in the military, so I'm dyed in the red, white, and blue, But I started looking things up where we actually stand in the world. 27th in education.
Yeah.
You know, we need to do better.
Yeah.
How we rank, how, you know, and if you ask people on what's great about America, they, the first thing they'll say is freedom. But I looked that up and we ranked 15th.
Yeah.
New Zealand was number one.
Yeah.
Healthcare was 44th.
I did a whole show on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Happiness, how do people rank it? And are they happy in this country? We're ranked 14th. Standard of living, we're 13th. Safety, do you feel safe? We're 65th. You know, and these.
We're even higher. We're even high in child mortality.
Yeah, yeah.
It's well, crazy.
49th and yeah. 49th in life expectancy.
Yeah.
We're 192nd in budget deficit.
That's got to be last.
and getting worse every day. So, yeah.
I need him on my show, A Progressive
so,
Life.
But, you know, those things, you know, we've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of depressing. But we are number one in people incarcerated,
yep.
Which I was surprised that we were greater than China, but we're number one.
Well, China might not be telling the truth.
China, well, that's true, too. They just released a video of a bunch of people that, I forget they're minority in China, that they've enslaved, and they had a video of them, hundreds of them, blindfolded and on their knees.
Oh, my.
It was just released. I don't know if you saw that video or not.
But, I missed that.
But they're using them for slave labor, and they said one of the companies that uses them for slave labor is Nike.
Jesus.
So, it's a sad situation, so.
Uh-huh. Well, the thing that I wanted to bring up, because we had this conversation a few weeks ago, and we one thing on this station we want to try to do other than other stations is be accurate. And we had a big conversation a few weeks ago about the couple in St. Louis who came out with the guns during the protest. And from the AP, not CNN, not Fox News, not any sourcing error here, as of this week, I believe it was yesterday, that I'm going to read this just as it is so I don't misquote it at all. St. Louis top prosecutor on Monday charged a husband and wife with felony unlawful use of a weapon for displaying guns during a racial injustice protest outside their mansion. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, who are white, are both personal injury attorneys in their 60s. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner told the Associated Press that their actions risk creating a violent situation during an otherwise nonviolent protest last month. It is illegal to wave weapons in a threatening manner that is unlawful in the city of St. Louis, Gardner said. Now, from the police report, just so we have this right, this is straight from the police report here, it says that, let's see here, the McCloskeys live on a private street in Portland Place, a police report said. The couple heard a loud commotion and saw a large group of people break an iron gate marked with no trespassing and private street signs. A protest leader, the Reverend Daryl Gray, said the gate was open and that protesters didn't damage it. McCloskey confronted protesters with a semi-automatic rifle, screamed at them, and pointed the weapon at them, according to a possible or a probable statement from the police from police officer. So that's where we are. No shots were fired.
Well, that's not exactly where we are. The governor that reviewed the evidence said that they were lawful in what they did, and he would pardon them if they brought charges against them. The attorney general, or the one that the prosecutor that she's a liberal and part of the Black Lives Matter group. It is not true that they did not damage. They've had pictures. The gates were crushed. They had no business being in there, and by the state law, they have every right to stand their grounds. They, you know, so I. there's another side to that story.
Wait, the governor said he would pardon them.
Yes.
That means they're guilty.
That means you have to be found guilty of a crime.
That doesn't mean they're guilty. That means that they have false charges brought against them. He's going
to... No, no.
Well, you have to be convicted to be pardoned.
Yeah, you have to be convicted
to
be pardoned.
Well, yeah, if you're convicted with false charges, is what he's saying. The charges were bogus.
Well, I think this would be a jury trial.
So I stand with them. They did not. This is the same prosecutor who did not prosecute the people that burnt down buildings and killed people.
Well, I guess
charges these people. She refuses to charge any of those. So they were not peaceful protesters. They broke down the gates, and there's pictures of that. So, you know, that's irrefutable.
Why didn't the police put that in the report, though?
Well, the picture of it, of the broken gate.
I don't know if the police did not. When the police came and confiscated the rifle, they told the couple that they were... they said they were very polite, and they said that they apologized for doing it. They didn't really want to do it, but they were ordered to.
They didn't sound very polite when it was going on. No, they showed pictures of it.
That's just your opinion. The majority opinion is with the couple, and by state law, they have the right to stand their ground.
That's correct.
And there were hundreds of people that broke in there. They had no right to be on or near the property. They were violating that couple's rights by being there.
Well, I want to get the governor's...
What are you supposed to do when people are threatening to burn your house
I want to get the governor's statement here, because we do have the governor's statement. It's Missouri Governor Mark Parson, a Republican, said last week he would consider pardoning the couple if they were charged. He called the criminal charges against them outrageous in a tweet on Monday, noting that the city had a backlog of homicide cases to focus on. Gardner's action toward the McCloskeys is outrageous, Parson said. Even worse, the circuit attorney's office has admitted there is a backlog of cases and dozens of homicides that haven't been prosecuted, yet she has accelerated this case forward. We must prioritize laws and keep our citizens safe over political motivations. Kim Gardner owes every single family who had a loved one murdered an explanation of why she acted on the McCloskey case.
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marion residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 B.C. than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 B.C. in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, and we're back here just for the sake of trying to shed light on this. The governor has not pardoned him. He says he would consider it, but his explanation for doing that,
he can't pardon them until they're charged.
Yeah.
Right. But his reasoning, as in his own words, is not that they didn't break the law. His reasoning is that we've got a lot of homicide cases that need to be prosecuted. We've got a backlog, and this has been put to the forefront.
Well, I've heard a lot of this discussed on a lot of different shows, and I've heard them discuss that they have the stand your ground right.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, Missouri is a stand your ground state. But you're not allowed to point a weapon.
And by the felony charges were filed I believe yesterday. So no pardon has happened yet.
No, it's not that far along, I don't think, yet.
Probably not, yeah.
And it could be. I don't know, though, again, why this became such a big thing. And it was captured on video.
That's why it became a big thing.
Well, yeah, but what did... were the gates broken? Can't somebody check the video?
Yeah,
they did.
There's a number of pictures of the gates broke down.
There is one side of the gate is mangled at the top, yes.
Oh, it's on the ground, actually.
Yeah,
the ones
but the top of the gate is mangled.
Yeah.
But is it illegal in St. Louis to wave a weapon in a threatening manner?
Yes, it's an assault if you point a weapon in a threatening manner.
So
I've looked it
up. So there is no stand your ground?
No, there is stand your ground. But
so you can shoot somebody if they're coming at you.
Yes.
But if they're protesting, you can't do that.
You can't point at them.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a hard law to understand.
You have to put this in perspective of what happened in that time period where they were burning down, not far away, buildings, police precincts, violence. You know, they were scared people. It wasn't like this just happened down the street when nothing. You know, they were seeing mass destruction near them, and they were scared people. So anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing to me because I'm still not sure why it's such a big deal just because there were video, and I really can't understand why this has even become... this just seems to be taking up too much time for something that people are stuck in their own opinions on what happened. Now, I don't know what happened. I wasn't there, and I can't say. But I'm glad nobody got shot. I mean, I'm glad nobody got knocked over or beat or anything. I'm still trying to figure out why they went on this property. I don't understand that.
Well, at first I heard that they went there, they were heading for the mayor's house. But then I heard a report that you couldn't get to the mayor's house from there. So I don't know what's true there. And I don't know, I don't know why a lot of protesters are where they are anyway. I mean... It's this whole thing is out of hand. I think it seems to me that just lately Antifa's getting thrown in the forefront where they got a free pass, I think, for a long time. I personally think Antifa's is a terrorist group, but that's just me. There's other people that support them, so... I don't know.
I
the violence that we're seeing in this country, it's nasty. I don't think it helps anything, although they say nothing happens unless...
Were you alive in the 60s?
Just came back from Vietnam, and I came back to, our home port in Long Beach, California. And I've been in Vietnam for 14 months.
So the reason why I asked is it was really violent then.
they did not let us leave the base for 3 days because of there was demonstrators outside the gate.
Yeah, I remember it.
So, and then when we did leave, they told us to get out of uniform as soon as possible.
Yeah. I was in the Army at the same time, yeah.
So I remember coming through. I flew... with military standby so I could get good rates. I never missed a flight because of that, actually.
You would now.
But the problem, yes, I would now. But actually, I had some people that gave me first class seats because I was in the military, which was very nice. But I remember going through O'Hare Airport in Chicago and getting yelled at with some very derogatory remarks.
Yeah, I marched in the inaugural parade, and they threw stones at us. And they were screaming, make music, not war. Well, that's exactly what we were doing.
yeah, we were, We were called baby killers and all kinds of stuff, you know.
But I understand why they did, but it was not comfortable to be on either side of that.
No, it wasn't, you know, and I even had relatives that were not very nice about it.
Well, that's too bad.
How can you be doing what you're doing, you know? I thought I was serving my country, but...
Yeah, you took an oath. You took an oath. You weren't doing it. It was the president at the time.
So, you know, so I feel for the police officers now. I mean, obviously, they're like any other profession. They have bad apples. We have bad doctors. We have bad lawyers. We have, you know, bad dentists. We have bad teachers. We have bad announcers, or we have bad talkers.
Oh, we don't have any bad announcers.
You know, there's bad people in every profession, but you try to weed them out. But you know, the police. Maybe Scott or you guys have heard. I heard a rumor that there was a movement to defund the Marion police. Is that true, or is that just a rumor? Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't heard anything in that regard, and it's my understanding that the whole defund the police thing, which I think is a bad title that they're using,
it's a terrible title,
is not to defund the police. What it is, it's that to not allow police officers to just continue to get paid if they have
or not force them to be social workers,
right? Because they keep getting their pay even when charges have been filed against them and things like nobody ever intended to defund. I mean, we can't have no police.
No,
and nobody ever suggested that.
No.
I don't know, Scott. If you go on the Black Lives Matter website, have you read some of their demands on their website?
No, I have not.
You need to go look at that. It's shocking. I won't get into it. I would just say go to their website, not the movement, but they're actually incorporated, the Black Lives Matters. And some of the people they have leading that have questionable backgrounds. But I would suggest you educate yourself and go to their website and read some of that thing. So some of it's not good.
What was the most startling to you?
Well, just one of the things, you know, they want to redo the whole way that our country is run. But, you know, for instance, they want to eliminate what they call the nuclear family. They want the children raised by, you know, corporate, you know, the family. And I thought, well, they've already defunded the black community has a real problem with males in the family. That's one of the problems with the black community is that we have a bunch of single mothers raising the children. It's a real problem. There's other things, but they are for not just defunding the police, eliminating the police. So, I don't know. Some of these, having them, I think if you have social workers go to a domestic violence call, I think the social workers would want a police officer with them because they can walk into some very dangerous situations.
My wife was a social worker. She never had a policeman with her, but that was a long time ago.
I mean,
and I can't find anything on Black Lives Matter that's even close to what you're saying, but I may not be looking at the right site. That's the problem. What site, you know, some of these sites have stolen away, you know, names.
You have to look at the one where it's Black Lives Matter, they're incorporated, not just a slogan.
Well, I've never heard of Black Lives Incorporated, but
I'll
have to look that up.
Yeah,
but we don't have time here.
Yeah.
Well, I think, as always, we appreciate anybody who calls in.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to be on this long.
No.
That's fine. That's what we're here for.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Give us a ring. We would love to hear from you. If it rings busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. This is one of the problems with the internet. The internet's great for a lot of things, but I don't know what is true and what is not.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that anybody does. It's very hard to go through and decipher everything.
I've read an awful lot about Black Lives Matter. As you know, I was in two of the demonstrations, and I didn't want to go to a demonstration where I thought they were doing something wrong. I've never seen what this gentleman's talking about. And Black Lives Matter Incorporated may be a different organization. I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
What I can't understand is if this couple came out with guns, and I still don't understand this.
We're back to that.
Well, I think this is so stupid. They came out with, in St. Louis, okay, they came out with guns, okay, and protesters were there. Nobody got shot.
And nobody
thank goodness.
Nobody attacked them either, by the way.
Whatever. The point is why is this still a thing?
I don't know.
Stop it.
Well, people should be good to each other, and we're not doing that right now. And I think that there are a lot of outside sources that are creating that that division.
Well, I don't know. All I know is if we don't start getting along, it's not going to work.
Well, we can all move to Russia.
Well, I don't know if we're going to move to Russia, but I just think we better start being able to get along, because we're going to have an election here, and there are going to be a lot of upset people one way or another the next day.
Yep.
And you know what? We just got to let it go. What will be, will be.
Well, I disagree with you on that wholeheartedly.
Well, thank you, Glenn.
I think you have to stand up for what you believe.
Stand up for what you believe, and yeah. I'm fine with that.
So
I'm just saying you got to accept it. You don't have to agree with it, but you got to accept it. Two different A's.
Okay.
I mean, don't you?
I don't think so. But
well, how do you not accept it though? It's going to be. You can say I don't like it. I disagree with it. It shouldn't be that way. That's fine.
Protesting is part of our Constitution.
But I'm saying the election. I'm saying the results of the election that are going to happen, you have to accept.
Yeah, both sides have to accept.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we don't know what they are yet. So on the following day after the election, on that Wednesday, you got to accept it. Now, if your person loses, that's the way it works. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to agree with it,
nope.
But you've got to accept it. And there's going to be a lot of angry people. And we're already in a pandemic. We're already in protesting mode. And I just think that we've got to be understanding that somebody's going to lose.
Yeah.
Somebody is not going to be president come next January. Biden might stay in retirement, or Trump might go into retirement.
The thing that does
scare, the way it goes.
The thing that does scare me is the current president said, well, I'll see when the time comes whether I will go or not. I mean, he just 2 days ago said that.
They're going to go.
I know. I agree with Nancy Pelosi. She said it doesn't mean that
if he loses. Now, I'm saying if he wins, he'll stay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying if he does not win, he will go. Trust me. That's the way it's going to work.
Well, even if he doesn't go, he won't be president anymore. He might live in a nice White House, but he won't be president.
And we're going to break, coming back with much more flowery material right after this short but important break.
For our national interest and the safety of our citizens does have to be involved with other countries, needs to be respected by other countries, needs to respect other countries. And Donald Trump does the right temperament, the knowledge,